The professor stood at the front of my African American history class, educating freshmen about the African civilizations prior to the Atlantic slave trade. For the first time, I heard the full story of my heritage beyond slavery, the unwhitewashed truth, and all of it felt so significant to me. As I listened, a feeling of discomfort set in. Why hadn't I heard about the African empires, the kings, queens, and ingenuity of people prior to college? Why didn't I learn this in high school? Why didn't my family teach me? Why had no one introduced me to any of the scores of books on the slave trade? Sure, I've been taught simple Black history. Your ancestors were slaves. My high school teacher said, "Your ancestors were sharecroppers." My parents taught me. I knew that before President Lincoln freed the slaves, Harriet Tubman had an underground railroad. I seem to remember that maybe Frederick Douglass was part of the railroad. I knew Douglass had written a few books and published a newspaper. I knew about the Civil War, but there was a massive hole in my understanding of history. What had really happened between the war and the time when Martin Luther King Jr. marched for expanded civil rights? I didn't know. And why did America seem so bogged down in racial division and discrimination so many years after the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed? I couldn't quite say, at least not before I took this class. I listened to my professor at East Carolina University share the unfiltered history, and as I received the fuller truth about African culture and my African-American heritage, something shook loose. Why was I so uncomfortable with hearing this? Underneath my shame and embarrassment, I felt ignorant. Ignorant of the historical context of my people, ignorant of my own roots. I wonder how the white students in the class felt. Did they feel as ignorant as I did? Were they filled with embarrassment and shame by what their ancestors did to my people? The history was part of our truth, the richness of African cultures before the institution of the slave trade by white colonialists. It was a sort of a shared history, even though my ancestors and the ancestors of the white students had been on opposite sides of the divide, now we were together, facing the full truth of our past. And it was awkward for all of us. When we lack historical understanding, we lose part of our identity. We don't know where we came from, and we don't know what there is to celebrate or lament. Likewise, without knowing our history, it can be difficult to know what needs repairing, what needs reconciling. As I sat in the class, I realized I had a lot to learn about my ancestral identity, about our collective history, and about the history of our country. And over the course of that semester, I discovered more about where I came from and who I am. A sense of pride began to well up. I realized my very existence was a miracle in the making. I came from brave people, a dignified people, a resilient people. I came from significant people, and this made me significant. As I learned more and more about the injustices wrought against my ancestors, I began to realize that we deserve justice. The realization awakened within me indignation, pain, and a holy discontent.